That was the wrong song. I'm gonna keep it in though. All right, welcome to 3 to 5 Guys, Boxes, and Fries. I'm Phil Salter. Today, joining me is Max, John, and Lovell. Thanks for joining, guys.
What up?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks. We were doing really good in the beginning of consistently doing this every week, and then life happens with holidays, and then once I broke a week, it was easier to like justify breaking, not doing other weeks. But I want to get back on the wagon, or is that the way to use that phrase? And do this thing more consistently. But first, I always like to do a shout out to something I've been enjoying as far as podcasts or other types of media. And I think I mentioned 1917, that movie, in the last podcast, and how amazing that movie is. And that got me just really thinking a lot about history and about the wars. And the thing, there's so much information that I don't know. And I wonder sometimes, I wonder how this happened or that happened. And I haven't really taken the time to learn. But this podcast I've been listening to called Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, who, in fact, Max turned me on to this podcast after we saw 1917 together a few weeks back. And there's a 6-part series in the podcast called Blueprints for Armageddon. Is that what it's called, Max?
Yeah.
Blueprints for Armageddon, 6 parts. The episodes are anywhere from 2 to 4 hours long each. So we're talking like 20 plus hours of content about World War I. Super interesting. The way I described it to Max one time was it's like a pound cake. You know, it's super dense, but so enjoyable to consume. Like he just kind of gives you so much information, but he does it in a very storytelling kind of way and just very loose and casual kind of, but there's no lost time. It's no waste of time, I should say. It's just so much awesome information. So if you like history, if you like podcasts, you're going to love this. It's so good. I just like listening to it while I'm driving. Anyways, I just want to remind people, if you haven't yet, to go and rate and review the podcast on the Apple Podcast app. You can go to the podcast page and just scroll the bottom and you'll see, like, you can just click the stars. You can click stars and write a review as well with that. It'd be really cool. If you do write a written review, we'll read it here on the podcast. Before we get started, you guys, I have a question. If cows could start talking, even if it was at a super basic level, they could say like 5 words, would you still eat them?
Do we eat parrots?
If they were delicious, we probably would. What do you guys think? Like, it's like tomorrow, all of a sudden, it's like cows have evolved to some really basic communication skills of saying yes, no, and don't kill me. What do you do?
Oh, gosh.
And please no.
And please no. Are we all, anybody a vegetarian here with us today?
No.
Absolutely not.
I know you're not, Max.
That definitely, you know, makes it a little more uncomfortable for me, but I like beef so much.
Yeah.
And I've got a smoker that I'm just constantly running. I don't know if I could do it.
Yes. Yeah. And you're the same way, Max. Max and John, you guys should connect because you both are really into barbecuing. And I just clicked on that again. This is not going well.
That's why you don't take a couple of weeks off.
You don't take a couple of weeks off.
What's this button do?
Hey, what's this? Man. This one says dramatic piano.
That is dramatic.
I don't know. So I guess the whole question is, like, it just because they're able to say 5 words or convey some sort of message to you, does that mean they're still capable of complex thought or just survival instinct?
Is that why we're okay with eating them, is because we don't feel like they know better?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they know better, but I think as a society, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's why people don't, in some societies, don't eat dogs, because dogs do seem intelligent, where other societies are just like, eh, they're animals, we eat them, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's true. I guess it's true because once they become like a pet, right? When you see them as a pet, like, I don't think very many people consider a cow a pet. They're probably out there, but this is not normal. A parrot, for instance, though, is definitely considered a pet. So if a turkey could do what a parrot does, we'd probably still eat it because it's a turkey and it's so delicious. But we probably wouldn't have a turkey as a pet because they're too big and messy and mean, you know, even if they could talk.
Oh, and a turkey yields X times more amount meat than a parrot would.
That's true.
I'm just throwing this out there. There still is, and were groups out there who would eat other people, and they talked.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Oh, yeah. So we're all just cannibals, ultimately.
It's all good.
That's the takeaway. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Right. Well, that was just the side question because I thought about it. I almost considered making that the topic today, but I was like, I don't know if there's enough there.
Might be.
But I know that I definitely knew that some of you guys would have an opinion on eating meat because it's so delicious. All right. But today we're going to talk about investing in yourself. And now this is kind of a broad, like I tend to come up with some broad ideas, but I always like to tell a story to get started. And there's some different ways lately I've felt like I've invested in myself. And there's a lot of different ways to invest in yourself. Like it could be financially, it could be emotionally, you know. But one of the things I thought about is one thing, historically speaking, my wife really wants to go on vacations. And I've always felt like, oh, it's just so expensive. And like you could always convince yourself you don't have enough money to do anything, right? Because like money can go a lot of places. But I just kind of felt like this about a year ago, we decided, you know what, we're going to go to Disneyland. So we flew. And at first I was like, we're going to drive because that's cheaper. And eventually I was like, actually, let's fly. And I'm glad we did because then we could enjoy the actual trip, the time on the trip more and not as much time traveling. And it was an incredible experience. And because we made it a priority, like obviously we found the money. It didn't make us broke. And I don't regret it one bit, and I don't miss the money that I spent. I would have just spent on something else, but I don't know where that would have been. I don't miss right. that money. But it was an investment in myself and in my family, and it was a really wonderful experience to feel more abundant and just have good memories. And I think emotionally speaking, that's a really good investment. I don't think – I mean, you can definitely go to extreme with this kind of stuff, and I shouldn't have done it if I had to like go into major debt to do it or something like that, you know. You might even still argue it's worth it, you know, to some people, even if that's the case, maybe. But what do you guys think? Yeah. But what do you guys think is, why is it important, I guess, to invest in ourselves?
Why is it important to invest into ourselves? Well, I don't know. I personally believe that, we're here to make ourselves better. And if our goal is to help other people, get them better, you need to get better yourself. You need to get on a higher ground if you want to lift other people up. So you need to invest in yourself. If you're looking at it, if your goal in life is to be someone that is there for other people, then yeah, you need to be better yourself.
So true.
So that's one perspective of it.
From a more selfish perspective, you know, you should have a good time in life. If we're constantly, you know, scrimping and saving for, you know, whatever, I suppose retirement, but like, you know, overly being stingy and never spending any time or money on experiences or, you know, that kind of stuff that you can, you know, do with your family or yourself or your friends or whatever, then honestly, life isn't as exciting in my mind. You don't get to experience a lot of things that you're missing out on.
Definitely. I think that like, and that's coming from perspective like of investing yourself in those ways, right? Like vacations and rewarding yourself and those things. Another way that I felt like I've invested in myself in the last maybe several months is I've been trying to be more active. I did this like CrossFit gym for a few months and then I was like, I kind of don't want to do CrossFit anymore. But then my neighbor, Max, actually. We've been doing a lot of things together lately. I'm just realizing, Max. We started going to the gym together like 5 times a week, you know. And I just feel like these are a way I've invested in myself. And this is not like a brag, obviously. I just realized one thing this last summer, though. I've been kind of being more active consistently for a certain period of time. And then I went on this family reunion and we went on some hikes, you know, just like day, an hour or two long, you know, you're not backpacking or anything. But I just remember in the past doing that kind of outdoorsy stuff, I'd be like, oh, I hate this stuff. It's not enjoyable. And then I realized, oh, I was like in a little bit more shape. And I was like, oh, actually, since I'm not like miserable and uncomfortable, physically speaking, this is actually pretty enjoyable to enjoy the outdoors. And I was able to carry my daughter on my back with this backpack thing and just like have fun. And it was like, that was an investment in myself. But then really I was able to give back to my family more in a way that I hadn't in the same way in the past, you know? So I don't know if you guys have ever had those kinds of experiences.
Like your family saw the returns immediately.
Yeah. Of my investment in myself. Like I felt better because I wasn't miserable. But then I'm more likely to do those kind of things and play with my kids, you know?
Yeah.
But now I don't know, like another thing, my brother, well, never mind. I'm not going to talk about that. I shouldn't have said my brother. Since I said my brother, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to share this one. So what are some other ways we can invest in ourselves?
So I was thinking professionally, in terms of like, yeah, well, you know, so I'm a software engineer and my profession is, you know, heavily based on the skills that I obtain, you know, learning different programming languages, technologies, you know, just generally getting better at what I do. That is definitely, you know, a form in which you can invest in yourself that not only gives returns for you personally, like you're able to do more. But it helps your career. You know, you're able to get better job opportunities that you might not have gotten before. It helps your family because you get better jobs. And so that's definitely something that I have put investment into myself in the past that has definitely had a lot of really positive effects.
And that's something that also obviously benefits whatever company you're at if you're getting better. Which in turn will reflect in your career most likely, whether you can show that to the next company or that same company maybe promotes you or whatever. Have you found that mainly you're investing time or is there money too in these kind of endeavors, like getting skills?
I mean, in this case, it's mostly just time. You know, am I allowing myself time outside of work to you know, do some sort of a side project or, you know, even if it's just like reading articles, you know, tech articles about whatever new technology, just investing a little bit of time that normally I might have spent just playing a video game or, you know, watching TV, stuff that isn't going to be time super well spent anyway, then just, you know, taking that and putting it towards this effort instead, I found is very beneficial to me.
Well, that's something I really am impressed with both you and Lovell. So John and Lovell, you guys both, because we work together at the same company, the three of us, and you guys spend a lot of time and energy and effort, even outside of work, just honing your craft and improving and learning. And that's something I'm trying to aspire to be more like you guys. So that's something that is a way that's paying off in a way you maybe didn't expect is how you're inspiring those around you. It's also a return there for sure.
Yeah, shucks.
Ah, shucks. I mean, I'm just blowing smoke though, so no big deal. So another thing is something I've never really done, but I think is super valuable, is people invest in themselves. By the way, one thing that came to my mind before I say this is from what you were saying, John, it made me realize like, I think some of the most valuable investments we can do are not financial. You know what I mean? It's time with our spouse, with our family, time working on a skill. You know, those are the things that really pay off. But sometimes we do need to invest money into something, like maybe you need to buy some new tools that might improve your ability to have a better output or learn new skills that might require money to maybe take a class or But one of the ways that you could spend money and time is with, like, let's say therapy. I've never really gone to therapy, but something I've thought about is, like, you know what? I think anybody could benefit from therapy. But it doesn't mean you have to be some damaged person, and maybe you are, and that's okay. That's not your fault. But that's something that some people in my life I know have been doing, and just learning from hearing them talk about it, it's like, oh, wow. It'd be kind of nice to be able to talk to somebody and go over just things like that. So I don't know. I'm not asking you guys to divulge if you go to therapy, but there's things like therapy and go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, so one thing that a lot of us, especially people like in the workplace or whatever, one thing a lot of people forget is to, you know, take time for themselves, step back, and just kind of just rehash what you've been going through. Just take time to process a little bit more about, you know, where your career's headed maybe. Or maybe not even that far. Just take time to just reflect, internalize, and just whether that be through, you know, going to therapy or taking, you know, 30 minutes in the morning, taking that extra long shower and just really just taking a moment to kind of go over, you know, what's been going on in your life and just try to grasp those kind of things. And if you need, you know, external help, like a licensed professional or even just a really good close friend, you know, I think there's a lot of value in that to be able to maintain your sanity, maintain your work pace, maintain your workflow, and to just kind of help reset and clear your mind a little bit more so you can take more in to continue to work with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're talking about introspection and sometimes it might help to have someone to guide you through that, to ask those questions that you wouldn't think to ask yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe meditation, like kind of you go in there a little bit, maybe it's a form of therapy, right? Yeah, another thing that some people really invest in is things like career coaches and life coaches and things. I know some people who spend a lot of money for those things, and people that really dedicate money and time to that, it tends to pay off for them. I've never really experienced it, but it's easy to see some of the stuff and say, oh, that's just an expense. But you never know how things could pay off, right? And like how it might change your life, and you'd be able to like just be a more productive, happy person. So I guess just never be afraid to find ways to improve, I guess, and find ways to see things differently.
I like that a lot. I'm investing in yourself. An idea that it kind of applies to this, but there's a quote, I think it was George Washington or someone, I don't know who it was, but they said, if you gave me a task to cut down a tree, give me 3 hours to cut down a tree, I'll spend the first hour sharpening the saw. That's kind of along these lines of that meditation and looking for help, life coaches of like, hey, I want to be successful, and you're just going to go for it. Well, if you spend that time investing in yourself, such as sharpening your skills, or going to life coach, really reflecting on where you can improve on to make it to whatever goal you have, it pays off a lot in the long run if you just put a little bit of an investment into yourself before actually seeking out to attain your goals.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I think another area we've kind of touched on it a little bit is like taking some time off away from everything, you know, get away from, you know, everything that's going on in your life, change your scenery, change what's going on. I mean, I have a friend of mine who, he's just been working himself to death, and you can see it. Like initially he was super pumped about his job. He'd go in there every time I talked to him about it, you know, he's just, oh, I just love my job. I'm just absolutely crushing it, you know? And then a couple years later, I think outside of Christmas and like maybe one or two other holidays a year is the most he's gone out of his house with his family to do something. You know what I mean? And this is like, he's just going to visit his in-laws, you know, but that's not enough. I mean, like you need to have time to really just decompress, get out of there, change scenery and then be like, now I can go back and give full attention and get re-excited about, you know, about what's going on in my life. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. I think to see someone who was so excited go to, I just can't wait to freaking leave my job. Like, I hate everyone here. I hate everything about my job. And I'm like, just leave. Like, no, don't leave your job. Leave the state. Go somewhere where, you know, you're not going to deal with in-laws. Go somewhere where you're going to deal with entirely different problems. You know what I mean? So, and I don't think he would. Honestly, I don't think he would. I don't think he'd make that investment in himself.
Yeah, totally. I think that, and that's the thing, like, something I thought about earlier when I thought of this topic, is just like, ultimately, like, if we take the time to do these things, it takes extra energy and effort to, like, to invest in yourself, but it pays off in dividends. Like you said, if he would just, even though it's a hassle and I'm so busy and stressed, I don't want to think of a vacation or a place to go or spend the money. That just almost seems like that's just more stress. But if you take the time and energy to do that, you're going to find that you're going to come back, like you said, happier, more refreshed, and more productive. And ultimately, you're going to do better than if you didn't. That's right. What investing yourself comes down to, is having a better outcome than if you didn't. You know what I mean?
So, and people aren't going to hate your guts for being a miserable jerk at work.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. He's talking about me, you guys.
No, I'm just kidding. On that note, I'm not here Friday. I'm going on a trip.
Is that real?
Yeah, I'll be. I have to take it off. I'm running out of PTO, or I have too much PTO.
So yeah, take a lesson. Do some more of that, man.
Forced happiness. Got it.
Yes.
Forced happiness. I like it.
Well, thanks everybody for the conversation. Just remember to invest in yourself, and I'm sure the couple of people who have listened to this will see this topic and maybe think we're going to talk about like training and paying for school and things that we didn't even touch hardly anything that costs a single penny. Of course, vacations do, but you know, a lot of it didn't come down to spending a bunch of money or any money. So just remember to invest in yourself and it'll pay off. So please, if you can find us on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Boxes and Fries. And you can also email us if you have any ideas for topics you'd like to hear us talk about. You could email us at boxesandfries@gmail.com. Have a good day, you guys. And I accidentally deleted the outro music, so we're going to do the dramatic piano.
Okay.
Until next time, enjoy your week.